From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. When President Bush proposed major immigration reforms this week, he did not end a debate. He started one. The proposal now goes to Congress, where it faces criticism both from Democrats and from the president's own party, as we're about to hear. Under the president's plan, employers who want to bring in foreign workers could arrange 3-year work visas. The president's plan would also offer 3-year visas to many of the 8 to 12 million people in the United States illegally.
Workers who seek only to earn a living end up in the shadows of American life, fearful, often abused, and exploited. When they're victimized by crime, they're afraid to call the police or seek recourse in the legal system. They are cut off from their families far away, fearing as if they leave our country to visit relatives back home, they might never be able to return to their jobs. The situation I described is wrong. It is not the American way.
President Bush speaking at the White House this past week. Now we've asked two members of the House of Representatives to give their responses to this proposal. They are both Republicans, but with differing views, and that may begin to show us the way that this proposal divides Congress in unique ways. The first is Republican Congressman Jim Colby, who represents the 8th District in southeastern Arizona. Congressman, welcome.
Good afternoon.
And we should mention that you're in the stations of KUAZ. What do you think of the president's proposal?
Well, I think as far as it goes, as a framework, as principles, I think it's a good start. I mean, he's advanced this debate from the editorial pages to the front pages, and that's where it needs to be. We need to have a debate on this issue. We need to have it across the country. We need to have it in Congress. So I think it's good. It also happens to mirror very closely the plan that Senator McCain, Congressman Flake, and I have introduced.
Jim Colby is a Republican from Arizona, which is certainly affected by immigration, legal and illegal. We're next going to Representative Cliff Stearns from Florida's 6th District. He's on the telephone from the state of Florida. Welcome, Congressman.
Oh, thank you.
And we should mention that you're a member of Congress who, along with several others, signed a letter to the Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge, which begins by saying, "We strongly and unequivocally oppose mass amnesty for people who violate our immigration laws." Sounds like you're not too happy with the president's proposal.
Well, obviously, I am opposed to his plan. And it's interesting, when the president talked, he mentioned the condition of these people that are here illegally, and he said that it's not the American way. But I would submit it's not the American way to come here the wrong way. I believe America needs very secure borders, and we should not decriminalize illegal immigration. And let me point out, an illegal immigrant has broken 4 laws by being here. He's entered the nation illegally, he's working illegally, he's using false documents, and tax fraud.
Aren't these immigrants, legal or illegal, certainly of great value, though, to the agriculture businesses in your state, the orchards and so forth?
They are here helping out, but it is a case of 8 million people in this country. And yet the president says we should implement this program, but he said nothing about securing our borders. And certainly, if you have 8 million people today and you do his program and you don't secure the borders, by golly, you're going to have another 8 million people.
I start with the basic fundamental truth that what we're doing isn't working. And the fact of the matter is, the simple reality is, those people are here. If we are going to know who's here, let's bring them out of the woodwork. And if we're going to be able to secure our borders, let's channel the vast flow of these people who are coming here for purely economic reasons into legal ways of crossing the border. And then Homeland Security and the other law enforcement agencies can concentrate on the handful who are coming here for wrong reasons. They're drug smugglers, they're people smugglers, or maybe they're terrorists.
Congressman Stearns mentioned the question of security. He talked about securing our borders. Can I ask you both, based on your experience in your home states, what kind of security threat are illegal immigrants posing in your states?
Well, I think you have security problems if you have a person comes in and he comes illegally, he or she. And all these individuals could have false identification papers and ultimately could be terrorists. If we're going to have Homeland Security working, then I think securing our borders is probably the top priority.
My answer to that is it's a very poignant question for us along this border, and let me illustrate it with just one fact, and that is that 50% of all the apprehensions in the United States are in one county, and it's here in my district in Arizona. So if we can find a solution to this problem and channel these flows legally, we will not only relieve the burden on law enforcement, on the health care system, the environmental degradation, the violence that occurs along the border, the shootings, the vandalism, the cutting of fences, all of these things that now we bear an inordinate amount of the burden here along the border. We want to see a solution to that.
You know, there's another aspect about this problem that's not talked about, and that's the country of origin, where they're coming from. Overwhelmingly, these illegal aliens are entering across the Mexican border into the United States. We need to promote reforms in Mexico, in those nations, so to expand their economy and reduce the need for these people to enter.
I've got one other question for Congressman Colby, if I might, and we're hearing two different viewpoints, congressional viewpoints, on President Bush's proposed immigration legislation. There are at least three, there might be dozens for all I know, but one other viewpoint here, Congressman Colby, is that this legislation does not go anywhere near far enough, the argument being that millions of people in this country illegally now should be granted citizenship, otherwise they will become, in effect, second-class citizens.
That's exactly right, and it illustrates what we're trying to solve is to find a critical mass in the center that can find a solution, a practical, market-driven solution to the problem, which is a market-based problem. But you've got the people over on the one side, Cliff Stern, who I have great respect for, and a lot of other members of Congress, and a lot of other people who say, you know, there should be no more immigration. We shouldn't reward people who are coming in. And then you have the people on the other side who say, hey, this doesn't go nearly far enough. I'm not surprised, but I'm discouraged that a lot of these groups just had this knee-jerk reaction to President Bush's proposals. I think we need to find a way to find a practical solution. That's what we're looking for.
All the same, in 1986, millions of people were given legal status in the United States and given a chance for citizenship. What's wrong with that?
But it only dealt with those who are already here. If you don't deal with those who want to come in the next wave, you're going to be right back in the same problem. That's what our legislation does. You have to deal with both parts, those that are here illegally and those who will want to come in the future.
And Congressman Stearns, one last question to you, if I might as well. President Bush, of course, said in his speech that immigrants helped to build this country. It's commonly said that we're a nation of immigrants. Why not give a little bit of slack to people who have come into this country in different ways over the years?
I think it's one of fairness here. Do we not take into account the millions of people who are applying here legally to enter the United States? Should we not reward those who enter the nation legally? If it's an issue of fairness of the law, then we cannot recognize illegal immigrants. And while we can dwell on their condition, we also should remember that men and women are applying under the laws of the United States, and it's not right to come here the wrong way. That's not the American way.
Cliff Stearns is a congressman from the state of Florida. And Congressman, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Jim Colby is a congressman from the state of Arizona. Thanks to you, Congressman.
Thank you very much for the chance to be with you.